This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean, but not that Michael. Now, Michael, this Friday night, Melbourne Museum is taken over with queerness.
It's going nocturnal.
It's totally going nocturnal. It's their monthly takeover of the Melbourne Museum, and they are getting their queer on, having a queer celebration, a party filled with queer artists and turning gender on its head and celebrating things in a different way. And one of those artists is joining us here in the studio. Welcome, the lovely Sunshine.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, we're doing really well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
Now, you are a part of Sunshine and the Disco Faith Choir.
Yeah.
This excites me. Disco, anything to do with disco and just the
word.
You had me there. Choir, you had me there. The image of you guys is absolutely amazing. So let's break this down. You DJ and you have a choir singing with you.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's so awesome.
I've been DJing like 20 years in Melbourne. Oh, 19 years in Melbourne, almost 20.
Wow.
But yeah, a couple of years ago I wanted to get a choir on a record that I was releasing, and I don't know, through that process of trying to find the choir, it was really hard to find a choir that actually wanted to sing in a nightclub as well. So
really? I reckon so many people would have been down for it.
Maybe we were just looking in the wrong place. So set up our own choir and teamed up with this really amazing choir leader, Shobana.
Yeah. It must be really awesome to be able to just work together on how you're going to make the music work and make the music happen and be able to play with that with DJing in such a completely different way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, completely different to like doing the club sets I normally do. Like, there's a lot of kind of like rehearsals and lead up to the show and kind of tracks not working right with the choir, and yeah.
It must be a whole heap of fun. Now, Nocturnal is happening this Friday at the Melbourne Museum. I believe there are a few more tickets left. Nocturnal is an absolutely fantastic monthly event at the Melbourne Museum, and it's going to be so much fun. You're a part of a power line, a powerful, very powerful lineup. You've got Brenda McLean, Brooke Powers, Dandrogyny. It must be exciting to be a part of such a great lineup.
Yeah, I can't wait. The vibe on it's massive.
It's kind of
everyone in the choir is so excited.
It's going to be so much fun. So what time are you guys on?
9:05 to 10:05 after the glitter cannon.
What I love there is at least then you get to keep on partying. Like, there's still time for you to run around like crazy and party and have an awesome time.
Oh, definitely. Like, we'll be there from sound check, which is like 5:30. So
the
partying's
just not gonna stop.
Amazing.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
So when you're working with together with the choir, do you have like kind of a choir master? Does everyone get their say? How do you make it all work?
No, have a choir master, Shobana, and she facilitates rehearsals, and her and I work really closely together and go through the actual the set that I've put together and see what lead vocals work and then what choir vocals work, because often with quite a lot of the techno stuff I play, there'll be like a lead melody line that's a different key to say the bass line, so choir vocals are really funny about where they sit. So there's actually a lot of kind of behind the scenes that her and I do, and then once we've got we record out parts and stuff for the choir, and then once we get to that stage, hand it on to the choir to
learn. So cool. So in my mind, like, we're watching a couple of videos before we were jumping, and we'll chuck them online on the Mad Wednesday Facebook page. We're watching some videos of you guys and just seeing a whole lot of it, and it was so cool. But it must be awesome to find this great mix of spirituality and that comes with choirs and sound and physicality in the music. It must be such a great experience when it all comes together.
Yeah, definitely. And it, like, the whole name Disco Faith comes from the idea that, you know, lots of people find the dance for their own faith.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't fitted it in anywhere else, and, like, you kind of find this whole community. So it is, like, that kind of religious experience. And then, the energy at all our gigs has been unbelievable. Like, the four Nightcat shows we just did, like, the crowd was going bananas. So I can't even wait. Yeah, I can't wait for Friday.
Do you find, like, DJing is one thing and this just takes you to a whole nother level?
Yeah, completely different. Yeah, definitely. Like, it's a very, like, when I play my DJ sets, you know, I would have bought my new music during the week or whatever, and I go in and I just feel the room and work with what's happening there and then. But with these sets, I've got to work out everything from how I use the filter, how I use the EQ, like, way in advance, because we kind of pre-program everything, so it's more like a show.
It must be nice to play with your head in a different way that way with it all, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And working as a big team, having like a big group that we go out on stage together, yeah, it's really fun.
So looking at the lineup of the rest of Nocturnal, because you guys are definitely a very high feature of it, it's really exciting, it's going to be bloody awesome. Who else are you excited to see?
I love Brooke Powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah.
It's really cool. It must have been really wonderful to be able to be a part of this event.
Yeah, we were so stoked when we got asked to play. And you know what? I actually have never been to the museum either.
No, oh, really? Oh, wow. So you're double
whammy. You're getting an eye-opening experience.
Like, oh, my God, we're going to be performing. There'll be dinosaurs there.
Because, yeah, you will also get to actually walk around. You get to have a drink. You get to do all of that as well. It's not just the performances. It's one of the awesome things about Nocturnal. It really takes the museum and turns it on its head, and there's the art. Artsy part of it and creative space, and to be a part of their first queer one as well, I think is really awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
And you can break out of the music space, and there's talks and a plenary and that sort of thing happening at the same time.
You can still do a tour of stuff
everything.
It's really exciting. I'm not kidding, guys. It's the first one that they've done. I mean, they are going to be doing another Nocturnal during midsummer, but this is the one. Do the first one. You're not going to want to miss it. This Friday night, get your tickets for no other reason than to see Sunshine and the Disco Faith Choir. Yeah.
Do it. And the rest of the lineup is just sensational. I'm like, I want to see everyone on this list.
It's so, so good.
And it's jam. Packed in like what 7 to 11? How many hours?
Yeah. And it just keeps on rocking.
Five?
And it keeps...
Four.
I can't
four
believe
hours.
It's only finished at 11. I'm like, why can't we keep going? Can we please keep going? It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, where's the after party?
Well, at least you guys get to do your set, and then you've got 1 hour to run wild.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an absolute hoot. Thank you for coming and joining us today on the show.
Me.
It's so absolutely wonderful. Can't wait to come and see you live on Friday night at the Melbourne Museum. Everyone else, grab your tickets. Go and check it out. Oh, it's going to be such a hoot. Nocturnal, this Friday at the Melbourne Museum. You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
But not that Michael.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.